It's Thursday, the 25th of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Minister of Mines and Energy, Toma Luendo, has urged entrepreneurs not to anticipate being given projects effortlessly solely because of their nationality. Luendo said this during the ongoing 6th Namibia International Energy Conference underway in Windhoek.
Let us accept personal responsibility for our successes and our failures, because there are going to be failures. There are going to be reverses, but let's own them. Nobody owes us anything, so do not expect to receive handouts. No one is going to hand you projects and jobs simply because you're in the media. You need to be ready. You need to collaborate. You need to compete. You need to earn it. Let's be proactive and creative in how we prepare ourselves for the upcoming challenges.
The Motor Vehicle Accident Fund has extended its condolences to the families affected by the tragic crash which occurred on the Queseb River Road between Walvis Bay and the Queseb Pass on Wednesday, resulting in the death of two people and injuries to many more.
Foreign nationals in Namibia are entitled to medical treatment and injury management for the duration of their stay in the country. Additionally, if a foreign national is fatally injured in a road accident in Namibia, they are eligible for a 7,000 Namibian dollar funeral grant. The fund says that it is alarming to note that the recent Easter statistics revealed road crashes have risen by 6%, injuries by 19%, and fatalities by an overwhelming 60%. Angie Scholes for Future Media News, Windhoek.
Zimbabwe and Namibia in 2014 signed a memorandum of understanding at the 7th session of the Joint Permanent Commission meant to strengthen bilateral trade and investment. Zimbabwe's Ministry of Tourism and Hospitality Industries Permanent Secretary, Dr. Takaruza Munyaniwa.
Under that agreement, we have actually done some activities in terms of benchmarking, exchange of visits, exchange of information. We will be having a meeting with our counterparts to see how we can further strengthen that relationship so there is more people-to-people collaboration between our two nations, and also how we can expand the international and extensional travel to our region and our tourism boards. Zimbabwe Tourism Authority and the Namibia Tourism Authority are the two implementing agencies that we actually need to make sure that they're working very closely together for us to be able to develop our tourism between our two nations.
In a report from Finmark Trust reveals that 40% of South African adults resort to borrowing money to buy food as living expenses soar. The study also indicates that 68% of South Africans receive social grants which fall short of covering basic needs, with a child support grant notably below the food poverty line. Moreover, only 24% of South Africans are classified as financially healthy, highlighting a deteriorating financial landscape. A New York court has overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction. Judges say the landmark Me Too trial prejudiced the ex-movie mogul with egregious, improper rulings. And finally, have you ever wondered where you can get the best pizza in Namibia? Best of Nam is coming soon. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.